It's 5:30 Monday morning in the Fisherman's Wharf on the San Francisco Bay. Aaron Anfinson and Patrick Harrington are giving a private fishing lesson in their boat.
Just take your time and pick a really nice clean bait.
When a fish is caught on the bathtub, it's reeled in, pulled up by a handheld net, and measured with a ruler.
I think he's big enough. Okay, it has to be 22 inches.
Anything that doesn't measure up is thrown back into the bay.
Oh no, we're not gonna bring it in.
Harrington says this practice is known as sustainable fishing.
Anything we've caught has had a chance to at least lay eggs one or two times.
But even with this sustainability throughout the bay, fish stock levels are pretty unpredictable.
Salmon, they say last year was terrible, but it was one of the best years we ever had in the ocean. They didn't do well in the rivers in the winter, so they had to shut it down this year.
Back on land, artificial intelligence technology is being developed to help make better fish stock predictions, says Alex Min, co-founder of Tech-Enabled Anglers.
What makes AI successful is having big swaths of data, and our fisheries have a lot of data.
One type of AI technology that sifts through this treasure trove of data is electronic monitoring. Jimmy Fries is co-founder of AI Fish. He says without AI, scientists have to set catch limits based solely on human observers.
We just don't have that many resources for people to be on the boats. In order to quickly count fish on a vessel, you need artificial intelligence.
Harrington says sustainability is extremely important. But when a catch limit is placed on a species, it can impact the entire wharf community.
The fuel dock here is struggling right now because salmon's closed, and then the bait shops, they don't get to sell all the tackle.
When AI is used to monitor fish, Freeze says scientists have more data to better set catch limits. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Brianna Atkinson.